So EVs have been in the past a horrible idea only because of battery technology. And of course, I've mocked EVs all these years. Oh, you're going to stand around for 8 hours and recharge your car. That's insane. And the batteries don't cycle very many times, for charge discharge cycles. And when they catch on fire, you can't put out the fire. And EVs are heavy, thousands of pounds heavier than a normal car. A lot of issues. So they've been kind of a clown show of technology, but that's about to change. And I said before that I'm open to owning an EV if it uses sodium ion battery technology. And it turns out that this is the year of sodium ion battery production. Numerous companies that make EVs or that make batteries, such as both BYD and CATL out of China, are moving sodium ion batteries into production. It's a huge deal. And sodium ion batteries, by the way, they're not lighter than lithium. So we still have the problem of them being very heavy. They're also not as energy dense as lithium. However, they're cheap. They're cheap, they're reliable, and they're safe. And that's going to be the first wave of what you see in terms of the new EVs is actually typically a hybrid of sodium ion chemistry with some lithium ion chemistry into the batteries, like a battery pack that's a hybrid that will be used in your vehicle as the next wave of EVs is produced. But to me, that's not enough. I need an EV that charges quickly. I need an EV that can cycle more than just a few thousand times on the battery. And so the new wave of battery technology is about to hit. Now, it's not going to happen overnight. It will still take a few years. But recently, I did a podcast on sodium sulfur battery technology that uses I think it was a sulfur 4 plus redox. Chemistry to achieve the 3.7 volts necessary at the battery cell level, or maybe it was 3.6 volts, but that's sufficient voltage that's needed for electric vehicles at the battery cell level. And at least in the lab, the sodium sulfur batteries were achieving an energy density of an astonishing 2,000 watt hours per kilogram. Yeah, 2,000 watt hours per kilogram. Now, of course, we have these other battery companies like Donut out of Estonia that pretty much everybody is convinced that they are a hoax because of the claims that they've made with their batteries. For example, they say they're engineered for 100,000 cycles of charge discharge. Nobody believes that. So maybe that is a hoax. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But even if it is, there are other batteries coming online that are definitely not a hoax. And companies like Samsung that are working on their silver battery production. Remember, that's the silver carbon anode battery, which is a solid state battery that eliminates the liquid electrolyte. And it actually, I believe it distributes the anode as thin film 5 micron thick. Silver carbon, like thin film technology, making a solid state battery. This is really amazing, actually. That's extraordinary. And that was first demonstrated back in 2021, I believe, at a pilot project that Samsung ran to prove that they could do this. And for many years, they didn't really produce the batteries, but now they're about to. And they also need a lot of silver to do that, which is one reason why there's so much industrial demand for silver. But this kind of technology is coming online. And so I predict that I will purchase an EV before the year 2030. Of course, for me, it would have to be an EV truck or an EV SUV or some kind of larger electric vehicle. I don't like to drive little dinky vehicles around for lots of reasons. So I would only buy, a big EV. But this breakthrough battery technology can make that happen. And I also predict that, let's say, 20 years down the road, there will be very few combustion engine vehicles actively running. They'll become museum pieces. The industry is going to shift. It's very clear. Everything is going to become an EV. That is everything on the road. You know, the semis, the trucks, the personal cars, everything. The taxis, the Ubers will all be EVs. And this is going to put a tremendous strain on the power grid, obviously. But that's the direction things are going. Now, here's the next interesting thing. If the battery technology becomes good enough, then you can start to make EV construction equipment. Yeah. Now, right now, it's not viable. The batteries just don't have the energy density. But with this breakthrough new battery technology, you could start to see things like electric skid steers, or maybe electric compact track loaders, or even electric excavators. I could see that happening. It's going to be a few years, but we will see that. And, you know, this equipment, it won't be used everywhere because, by definition, a lot of construction sites have no electricity. Nothing's been built yet, you know. They're still clearing the ground or whatever they're doing, moving dirt, things like that. But on a lot of city projects, for example, road repair, especially a lot of these sort of left-wing climate cities, they may require by contract that some of the contractors use electric excavators or electric machines, or they don't get the contract for road repair or whatever else, you know, the job is. So I suspect you're going to see this kind of work its way into industry. And then power tools also will have a lot more battery life as this new battery technology comes online. And then robots. So a power source is one of the real limiting factors in robotics today, and also drones. That's why drones typically have a flight time of less than 30 minutes. You know, typically it's 20 to 25 minutes, maybe. You don't get much more than that. That could easily double or triple over the next few years. Imagine a drone that can stay aloft for an hour. That won't be unusual in, I would say, 2028 or 2029. And then robots will become more widespread before the year 2030, although it will take at least a decade for sort of a full-blown robot rollout. But the energy density of the new battery technology will make these robots much more functional. For example, they'd be able to work an 8-hour shift in a factory setting. And then beyond all this, if you start to extend drones, you're going to get into aviation, electric-powered aviation. So within the 2030s, you'll have personal aircraft that are all electric. Some of them might be air taxis, which are kind of like drones that carry people. Or some of them could be regular airplanes that just have an electric motor and, you know, some batteries on board. I don't know if you'll ever have an electric helicopter. That's a lot of power needed for stationary flight like that. You know, airplanes use a lot less power than helicopters. But it's possible. It's possible. Over time, I suppose you could have, well, you could have, electric turbines. Or really, I mean, electric jet engines that require, you know, compression of air, basically. Compression of air. But they would be very different from the current setup because, you don't have explosive fuel to add to the compressed air, right? So I don't know what that would look like. It would be something totally different. You know, the thing about aviation fuel, kerosene basically, is that it expands very nicely when you burn it as kind of like a fuel air explosive, you know, which is what happens in a jet engine. Anyway, the electric engines will use some other principle, but that day is coming, although it's still a ways off, more than a decade probably. Now, ultimately, and I predicted this long before Elon Musk predicted this, by the way, I predicted that the future currency would be kilowatt hours and that you would hold the kilowatt hours in your pocket on a device that maybe shows how many kilowatt hours it's got in it. And then to pay somebody, you know, at the grocery store, or if you're exchanging value with somebody face to face, perhaps you hold up your device and it touches their device, and then you say how much you want to transfer, and then it will transfer like 10 kilowatt hours or whatever, or, you know, a megawatt hour. And that would be currency, because I think that ultimately energy will be the currency. Why not? Why shouldn't it be? It's the ultimate value. Energy always has value. And in a society where electric motors are driving so many things, from transportation and industry and aviation, et cetera, and robots, everybody needs electricity. You also need it for heating and cooling and running your refrigerator, et cetera, pumping water. So everybody needs electricity. It really is the universal currency, even more so than gold and silver. And the only reason why it hasn't been traded as a currency is because there has never been a way to hold it and trade it. You know, you can't hold kilowatt hours in your hand currently, but one day you'll be able to on a device, very high efficiency energy storage device. And there will be trade in energy in the same way that right now, let's say between nations, a nation might, they might exchange, I don't know, soybeans for gold bars or something, you know. Or here, you ship us military weapons and we'll ship you gold. In the future, it could be, all right, we'll sell you oil and you pay us in, or we'll sell you rice or whatever, and you pay us in terawatt hours of stored energy in these energy bricks. You see what I mean? The technology will exist at some point. Energy bricks will be currency. And then after I made that prediction, Elon Musk made the same prediction. Thought that was funny. And then a lot of people gave him heat for that. I don't know why. He's not wrong. It's actually, I think it's kind of a self-evident prediction. You know, I mean, of course, as soon as people can carry around portable electricity, it's the ultimate means of exchange. So that day's coming. And when that day comes, guess what? You're also going to need a lot of energy for your household AI engine. You're going to be running GPUs in your home to do all your artificial intelligence stuff. And those are going to need power. And so wealth is going to mean how much power you have, like literally gigawatt hours or whatever you have. That's wealth. Where today, wealth might be gold and silver and land. In the future, wealth will be literal power. Kilowatt hours, gigawatt hours, terawatt hours, etc. And what does that tell you? It tells you that the sun has most of the wealth in the universe, by the way, because it's producing unlimited wealth with its built-in fusion generator. That's kind of awesome. And we will use solar energy to collect some of that and then store it in our new high-tech, you know, batteries. And then you'll carry around energy in your pocket. Are you happy to see me? Or is that a gigawatt hour in your pocket? Those days are coming. So I'll be covering this more and more. As you've noticed, I've become much more interested in the science of energy and battery chemistry, battery storage technology, off-grid living, robotics, and so on. And so I'm publishing all of this right now at naturalnews.com. I'm now publishing at least 2 articles a day, sometimes more. And I've also indexed over 340,000 science papers currently in our internal index, which is our curated data. And those science papers help power our website services, our AI services that are free. Brightanswers.ai is one site where you can ask it questions and it'll do research for you. Or brightlearn.ai is our book generation website. And anytime you ask it to create a book, it also takes advantage of all those 340,000 science papers. And that number will grow to over 1 million over the next couple of months, by the way. I've already got over 10 million science papers that are cleaned up. I'm just going through a classification effort right now to determine which ones I want to use. So, yeah, it's going to be good. So follow my work at naturalnews.com. Use my AI tools at brightlearn.ai, or we also have brightnews.ai, and we're launching some other new stuff as well. And then you can follow my videos at brighteon.com. So thank you for listening. Take care.
Manuka honey is a rich source of essential nutrients and antioxidants. Get one of the most potent honeys in the world with Health Ranger Select Premium Manuka Honey. Only at healthrangerstore.com.